Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The shooting on the movie set of the Western film Rust could result in criminal charges, according to New Mexico District Attorney Mary Carmack. A warrant on Tuesday revealed that authorities collected ammunition and multiple firearms from the set and is trying to determine who loaded the gun. A heck of a storm was slamming the Northeast with record rainfall and powerful winds over Tuesday night, causing flash flooding that resulted in people having to be rescued on New Jersey and New York roads. All of southern New England westward to New York City and northern New Jersey was under the threat of flash flooding and coastal flooding from a nor'easter. Surfers beware, hungry sharks do think your food. Young white sharks, which are responsible for the majority of attacks on people, cannot distinguish between humans and seals. That's according to research at Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia. Sharks are colorblind and don't see very well. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Kyle Rittenhouse, a young man that shot three people during a protest against police brutality in Wisconsin, is going to trial Monday. The wording on the people involved is being set by the judge in the case. Those that chased and were shot by Rittenhouse can be called rioters, looters, and arsonists, but they shouldn't be called victims, Kenosha County Judge Bruce Schroeder in the murder trial ruled this week. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, warned Wednesday that China's test of a hypersonic missile is very concerning and very close to the kind of Sputnik moment that triggered the space race during the Cold War. President Biden on Tuesday, stumping for Democrat Terry McAuliffe's gubernatorial run in Virginia, seemed fixated on President Trump. During his speech, Biden mentioned President Trump by name 24 times in a 17-minute speech. Republican Glenn Youngkin is tied with McAuliffe in recent polls. The election is next week. Tuesday, the Atlanta Braves won Game 1 of the World Series 6-2 over the Houston Astros. Game 2 is tonight. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As the Biden administration wants to erode some of your freedoms by having the IRS snoop on your bank accounts, Republican lawmakers are creating laws to stop this from ever happening, no matter which party is in control of the White House. The IRS intrusion is included in Biden's massive spending package. Georgia Republican Congressman Drew Ferguson says if someone spends as little as $28 a month or makes $600 worth of deposits or withdrawals a year, you will be reported to the IRS. Representative Ferguson on Tuesday.
It's wrong. Americans do not want the IRS looking in their bank account, and the federal government has no business looking at your private bank accounts and your money. People are sick and tired of this. Since I have been in Congress, I have not had a single issue that has raised this much attention and awareness. It is the number one issue that has been coming into, with calls coming into my congressional office, and I've got colleagues throughout the conference, both Republican and Democrats, that are saying the exact same thing. So we introduced a bill to prevent the Treasury Secretary from implementing rules that would allow banks, allow the IRS to tap local banks, credit unions, and other entities to spy on your bank accounts.
In Brazil, a commission investigating the government handling of the COVID-19 pandemic has voted in favor of charges against their president, Jair Bolsonaro, among others. The Tuesday evening vote supports charges against two companies and 78 individuals, including Bolsonaro. USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and it's great to have Rick Manning. Yes, from GetLiberty.org. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. He's also the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. All eyes are on Virginia, Terry McAuliffe and Glenn Youngkin head-to-head, and the Democrats are sweating some bullets here, buddy.
Yeah, they are. McAuliffe has not been successful, at least at this point, in pulling together the traditional Democrat coalition. Former Governor Doug Wilder was, I believe, the first black governor in Virginia mm-hmm. history. Has not been really helpful to McAuliffe, saying that he hasn't done enough to earn the black vote, which creates some massive problems for McAuliffe in terms of turning out traditional Democrat majorities.
Well, he's not helped himself. He kind of handed, Glenn Youngkin quite the prize when he opened up his mouth and exposed the heart not only of his own soul, but that of the Democratic Republic that says, you know, parents are just domestic terrorists, that they have no business in the classroom, right?
Yeah, that was, I think, a turning point that really harmed McAuliffe's campaign. He did this in the wake of in Loudoun County when the father whose daughter was raped went to the school board to find out what was going on, and the school superintendent denied that she had been raped, that she'd been raped in front of him, right when he was dealing with a daughter who was just been raped.
Exactly.
And,
right.
And so in public, he said his daughter was a liar. The superintendent did. And the father, as any parent would do, got pretty animated and pretty upset.
Yes.
And so that father was the one who prompted the Department of Justice letter calling all parents domestic terrorists. And it's and McAuliffe played off of that and said parents shouldn't have any say in the curriculum. Well, guess what? Parents in Virginia feel a lot differently. And as parents are sitting there and they're actually looking at what the curriculum is, as they're looking at everything from the critical race theory garbage to sex ed starting in primary grades, parents are getting pretty appalled as they look at what actually is happening to their children. And
exactly.
As a result, there is a legit grassroots movement, not driven by anybody in D.C., a legit grassroots movement that Terry McAuliffe is trying to swim against. I think he's going to lose because get right down to it. When a parent sits there and gets told, I don't think you have any business being involved in your own kid's education, that parent's going to say, I don't think you have any business being governor of this state.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then you find out that they did know. And the emails were just revealed that they were aware of what this man, what this father was, you know, so grief-stricken, trying to relate to the school board, saying, look at these policies are putting our kids in danger. My daughter has been raped. And they denied and said it didn't happen. And of course it did happen. And there were emails that she was aware that it happened, that they had transferred the kid. And of course, he goes and he does it again, you know. And so it's like, hello, you know, how many young girls have to be violated in these gender optional, you know, educational laboratories, and our kids are paying the price for it?
Yeah, the meeting that the father spoke at was a meeting where they were institutionalizing the transgender policy that allowed boys to put on skirts and go into girls' bathrooms. In both instances, in both rapes that were alluded to, that a boy put on a girl's skirt, who was gender fluid, based on whatever that means, put on a girl's skirt, went into the girl's bathroom and raped two girls. That's what happened. Yesterday, the juvenile court found that there were rapes.
Yeah.
They found that violence was committed. The superintendent of schools in Loudoun County, notwithstanding, Loudoun County, by the way, is a bedroom community to Washington, D.C. It's just, it's like you've got Washington, D.C., Fairfax County, and then Loudoun County. And so it's a little bit outside of the normal mix, but it certainly is in the D.C., kind of the D.C. metropolitan area. A lot of tech people live out there from AOL who was here, based here.
Right.
You've got a cover up because the transgender agenda superseded the health and safety of young girls who are being attacked.
99% of young girls plus. I mean, you know, they're out there at the expense of less than 1%. This is totally upside down.
And anybody who had half a brain knew that this was dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Any little girl, I say little girl, this girl is 14 years old that we're specifically talking about. And it's been reported that that she has faced intimidation going back to the school because she came forward with it by people who are pushing the transgender agenda. And so she's faced bullying, being attacked. She's been treated as anything but a victim in this circumstance.
Yes.
As if it's her fault that she happened to be in the restroom and had a boy overpower her in the restroom who the authorities said had every right to be in that restroom. And somehow it's her fault. I mean, I can't imagine the rage that the father feels, that the mother feels.
Exactly.
And I can't imagine the fear as this girl, as these two girls, one who we don't really know much about, these two girls are trying to, you know, be some freshmen in high school. I mean, remember, they didn't go to school last year. So, you know, this freshman in high school hadn't been in school as an eighth grader. Last time she was in school was midway through the seventh grade. She goes to school in the ninth grade, and within 2 months of going into high school, this is what happens because they've got an agenda. I mean, it's insane. And that insanity, I believe that the point you're making is right. I think that Terry McAuliffe's going to pay a price for it. I will tell you a little bit of, this is probably more inside Virginia than you need, but than the listeners need. But Youngkin he is Terry McAuliffe in a lot of ways, in that he's a hedge fund guy. He ran Carlyle Group, made a lot of money out of China. There's a lot of things that don't appeal to traditional blue collar voters who would vote for a Republican in Virginia. But the fact of the matter is, Terry McAuliffe is now the face. He's now the face of child abuse. That is putting transgender, allowing boys to go into girls' bathrooms.
Exactly.
And I don't know how he survives it politically.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Rick, it's a heartbreak. I feel for these two young girls. They will carry this trauma with them for the rest of their lives. You think about that.
I just pray for their ability to recover and put it behind
them.
And truthfully, from a Christian perspective, to be able to forgive the boy who is so messed up that he committed these crimes, mm-hmm. and to be able to forgive him so they can kind of not have that hot coal burning in their soul of anger.
Exactly.
But it's, it's to be a parent in that circumstance. Yeah. The guy got mad. Mm-hmm.
And to have school officials complicit in going along with this policy that endangered. Exactly.
Was arrested. He faced his trial.
Exactly.
Loudoun County.
I'll tell you what. We got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Rick Manning after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. This year, the Tide Ministry is celebrating our 75th year of gospel proclamation. In honor of that accomplishment, we're hosting a day trip on October 28th to the Museum of the Bible to see original artifacts used by our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, for his Gospel Tide Hour radio broadcast. The museum is displaying the very microphone used by Reverend Byers, along with a songbook dated from 1939 that inspired the ministry's name. It is such a privilege to have artifacts in the museum, and we're honored to be included in the history of biblical missions. We pray this trip to the Museum of the Bible will reinforce the wonders of God's Word as we strive to bring the Savior to life for others around the globe who need to experience Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can pray for more lives to be eternally impacted by hearing God's Word in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, as you were saying right before we went to break, is this perpetrator who is who's been alleged to have raped these two young girls, finally got arrested, and he's going to have his day in court, is he not?
Well, actually, the perpetrator has gone into before juvenile court already, and they found him guilty, and now they're trying to figure out what to do. So he's already been through the juvenile court system, and his name's obviously protected in that system. The irony here is the father of one of the girls who was raped was arrested at the school board meeting, and he's being prosecuted by the actual elected state's attorney of Loudoun County, who got elected after receiving a lot of money from George Soros. So he's another one of these George Soros prosecutors who's more than willing to let people commit property crimes off, more than willing to let people who engage in all sorts of incendiary acts off the hook and out of jail. But he's prosecuting this father whose sole crime was going to a school board meeting and getting really, really mad because the superintendent denied the fact that his little girl was raped, lied in front of the public,
right,
and called his little girl a liar. And you know what? I don't want to be a man who doesn't stand up and protect his little daughter in that kind of circumstance. And the superintendent should have been fired and still has a job. And the fact that the superintendent still has a job and the father's being prosecuted tells you everything is upside down in the George Soros-dominated prosecutorial system.
Yeah, she should be put in handcuffs for lying. And, you know, this is absolutely disgusting. Rick, I want to transition to what's going on in our southern border. The migrants are coming. Thousands upon thousands are coming. And Joe Biden is acting just like law enforcement there in Mexico. It's all one big ole. They can't stop the number of migrants coming through. And so the Mexican law enforcement is just backing away and just letting them pass through. And within a week, they'll be at our southern border, not exactly knowing where at specifically, but they're going to be somewhere on our southern border, and we're going to have another crisis, and they're talking numbers, I don't know, 40, 50,000? I mean, we couldn't even handle 16,000 before. What's this going
to
look like?
And to make this worse, the head of the group that's coming forward, this is an organized group that's being led by a guy who's saying he's going to commit violence to come into our country. This is an invasion by every definition, because when the leader says we're going to commit violence, don't get in our way, we're going to fight to get in. You lose any kind of empathy that this is, you know, these are poor people who don't have anything. They just want to be here. They're seeking asylum. All those things that have been the normative argument that gives been and really provides some compassion when you know some of the places these people are coming from, and you know they do want a better life. They should do it the right way. But that's, you know, but this guy, the guy's the leader, has threatened violence against U.S. officials to get in. And as a result, and he's got an army of 50, 60,000, we have the capacity to track that army, that move, mass of people moving northward pretty easily, because we have all these satellites and stuff that we have.
Isn't that the over horizon strategy? I mean, that was supposed to be so effective in Afghanistan, and here it is at our southern border. You know, I guess somebody hasn't flipped the switch on it, I guess.
Well, I'm confident they're watching them. Doesn't mean that anybody's going to do anything about it. Right now, you say we don't know where they're going to hit the border, but you got a pretty good idea based on where they are actually traveling, what angle they're taking. It's kind of hard to hide 60,000 people moving in mass.
Yeah.
And they have to be getting supplies. You don't feed. I mean, that's a mid-sized city. And you have to feed them. There's bathrooms, there's trash, there's all those things that you have to deal with. And so there's this mid-sized city is moving towards our southern border. We know where it's going to hit pretty close because we've been tracking them. We know where they're headed, and we should have National Guard called out all along our southern border to meet the people there and to enforce the Remain in Mexico policy. And if there's violence being committed, then our National Guard should be empowered to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. That's at some point, we either have a border or we don't. And if we're unwilling to defend our border, from people who are trying to invade, by every definition, invade, then Joe Biden has declared that our border doesn't exist. And if our border does not exist, we're not a country.
Yeah, that's something. Without a doubt. Exactly. Rick, we got about 4 minutes left, and I do want to talk a little baseball with you. Is that okay? All right, here we got the World Series. Atlanta was already under some scrutiny, right? We had a sports cancellation in Atlanta. Houston, because of the heartbeat bill in Texas. And so here you have these contentious states involved in the World Series. Is this going to happen as scheduled?
Well, I think Rob Manfred, who's the MLB commissioner, probably would have preferred that LA Dodgers and the Boston Red Sox had won their respective series, and he could have been in a real safe place in LA and Boston. Mm. But
yes.
No, he's got to deal with going to Texas, where they passed voter integrity laws in Texas and the heartbeat bill in Texas. And he's got to go to Atlanta, where they passed voter integrity laws in Atlanta and Georgia. And so now he's going to – I kind of think that Rob Manfred may be looking to take a vacation right now so he doesn't have to go to those places. But if I'm going to send out something to people urging them to contact the Major League Baseball owners. We did this before with a lot of success. Contact Major League Baseball owners and tell them that for Rod Manfred to apologize in Atlanta for the stand he took of taking away the All-Star game from Atlanta and this past year, in the last 3 months, I think he owes the people of Atlanta an apology. I think he owes the people of America an apology for taking a political stand that was ill-informed, ill-advised, and absolutely wrong-headed. And
right.
I think this is a perfect time for Rob Manfred to make it right by apologizing. And I think every single person who cares about Major League Baseball should contact their favorite team and tell them, to urge their owner to demand that Rob Manfred apologize in Atlanta publicly and make it so Major League Baseball makes it right for the people.
Exactly.
The majority of the teams are located in states with voter integrity laws. Okay, he needs to make it right for the fans around the country and say we made a mistake. That's the apology.
And clearly he did, because here it is, the evidence after everything is all said and done. What was the big offense? I mean, it was emotional perception, but you look at the facts and you see what Georgia had passed in terms of, the elements for a free and fair election. What's the big problem here?
Well, there isn't a big problem. The law in Georgia is less restrictive than the law in Delaware, Joe Biden's home state. It is absurd. The uphroar caused by Stacey Abrams, the radical ballot harvester from Georgia.
Right. Still running for governor, by the way. She still hasn't.
She hasn't conceded. She lost the governor's race 2.5 years ago. This is a really good lesson. And I know we only have a second or two, but Delta
got a minute
Airlines
left. Go ahead.
Also in Atlanta, Delta Airlines was an airline that announced they're not going to fire people based on the vaccine mandate. I think that they had not gotten their teeth kicked in based on their Major League Baseball stand, that they would have gone along with the vaccine mandate. But because they got their teeth kicked in, because they stepped into one controversy they shouldn't have stepped into, it forced them to not jump into the next controversy. It's the value of getting these corporations, holding them accountable every single time, because over the long haul, they stopped doing it.
Yes.
That is what happened with Delta. That's the answer. That's what we have to do as a people, is hold them accountable so next time they don't step into the same pile.
How can they be a part of the solution as the Americans for Limited Government? You're the president. The website that they can engage and activate their citizenship, where can they go?
Yeah, go to getliberty.org, getliberty.org.
Rick Manning, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy. Godspeed, my friend.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The shooting on the movie set of the Western film Rust could result in criminal charges, according to New Mexico District Attorney Mary Carmack. A warrant on Tuesday revealed that authorities collected ammunition and multiple firearms from the set and is trying to determine who loaded the gun. A heck of a storm was slamming the Northeast with record rainfall and powerful winds over Tuesday night, causing flash flooding that resulted in people having to be rescued on New Jersey and New York roads. All of southern New England westward to New York City and northern New Jersey was under the threat of flash flooding and coastal flooding from a nor'easter. Surfers beware, hungry sharks do think you're food. Young white sharks, which are responsible for the majority of attacks on people, cannot distinguish between humans and seals. That's according to research at Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia. Sharks are colorblind and don't see very well. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Tea Party activist Kelly Corender joins us now. Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Kelly, before we get into the topic, you're a Tea Party activist. This has been something that Jenny Beth and I have been encouraging our audience, that we need an activated citizenry. By virtue of our Constitution, the first three words of the Constitution, in a sense, is a commandment to activate all citizens to preserve this republic when it says, we the people. What's your story? Why did you get activated?
Oh, gosh. This was way back around when the stimulus was going to happen under Obama, right? You know, it's one of the first things that he was going to do.
And yeah, with all those shovel-ready jobs, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And you figure out how right. small that bill was now compared to what we're spending, and it's crazy. And I lived in Seattle at the time, and I was calling all of my elected officials, and their voicemail boxes were full, and they weren't answering their phones. And I just remember this key moment of sitting on my couch feeling completely demoralized, thinking, like, is this all there is? Like, I was taught my whole life that I have a voice and I have an opportunity to make a difference and impact things in my country. And here, really, there was nothing. And I said I had two choices in front of me, and it was either to accept that this is how it actually is in America, or I needed to get up and do something. And so that's when I decided to get up. And I started doing stuff and holding protests and all the rest. And so it was either or. And so I decided it's it wasn't going to be just me sitting on the couch demoralized forever.
Kelly, thank you for your courage and your service to this country and to this next generation, because we want to hand off to this next generation a true democratic republic. There is a war on our Constitution. The Marxists are amongst us. Don't fool yourself. I keep calling this out. The Democratic Party is housing them. Everything that's happening right now in the destruction of this democratic republic is on purpose. It's not by accident. Don't buy into this thing that, Joe Biden is mentally compromised, that he doesn't know what he's doing. So whether it's Joe Biden or those that are holding him up, there is a clear plan here, and that is to dissolve this Democratic Republic. And clearly, the headquarters for this effort is in the Democratic Party, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have three little kids, including a baby, and so this weighs on my mind and my heart all the time, every single day, of what sort of country we're going to leave, I'm going to leave my kids. Yes. And my parents used to be Democrats. They're in their late 70s. They were Democrats when they were younger. And so it's interesting to talk to them also about the different night and day from the old Democrat Party to what they are now. I mean, they're unrecognizable, and they're communists, they're Marxists. And I don't think they're even hiding it that much anymore, right?
We've
gotten to a point now where they're actually saying it, and they're showing it, and they're celebrating it. We really are at this dangerous point, which is why, like you said, we need everybody to find, whether it's 5 minutes in your day, or you can spend longer per day on it, but everybody has to do something to fight back against this.
Without a doubt. And clearly, as you say, they're so blatant and arrogant about it anymore. There's no pulling punches. They're not hiding it. That's clearly expressed with what was revealed with the National School Board Association and their activation and a letter to President Biden involving the Justice Department and the FBI to refer to parents who are interested in the education of their children. God forbid that they would be that way, and in order to cool them off, regardless of what Merrick Garland said, that's exactly what happened. It cooled the parents off when they entitled them as domestic terrorists, right?
Of course. I mean, everybody knows that our federal government is extremely powerful, and that they have lots of weapons they can use against the populace, right? They've got IRS they can stick on you. They've got DOJ. They've got DHS. Like, there's all these departments they can stick on people. Yeah. We know this. And I think that maybe that's one reason why they're being so obvious about things right now. I mean, we see what they're doing with the January 6th prisoners. There's all of these things that people are not dumb. They see what's happening. And so they know that if you go to a school board and you are upset about something, like, I don't know, let's say your daughter getting raped at school, you are labeled a domestic terrorist. And people, when the IRS targeted the Tea Party, and our organization was one of, Tea Party, Tea and Party and Patriots, that were the words they were using to flag applications for nonprofit status.
For tax exemption, yes.
Yes, and I cannot tell you how many people we had who either ran local groups or were members of local groups who emailed us and called us up and told us, look, I'm dropping out of the local group, or I'm ending my local group. I cannot afford to have the IRS come after me for some bogus charge. So people know this. So of course it chilled their speech and their activity.
Right. I maintain, and I've had this discussion with Jenny Beth Martin many times, I maintain that move, and to this day, it continues to affect voting cycles. But clearly, during that period of time with Obama and Lois Lerner, we're talking probably 6 to 8 voting cycles that were compromised because of how Tea Party patriots and conservatives groups were chilled.
Yes, absolutely. And it affected how many people were willing to organize and attend meetings. It rippled throughout the electorate and just throughout our civic, just everything. It rippled throughout everything.
Exactly. Well, and here it is. Thank God for organizations like the Tea Party Patriots Action and others who are not fearing, you know. And I understand why some people said, look, at, hey, I can't afford to do this. I mean, look what they did to Michael Flynn. I mean, my goodness, are you kidding me? This is a three-star general who served our country and everything, and they bankrupted the man because of his political involvement. And what they're doing to, what, a little over 600 political prisoners that continue to be locked up, and Joe Biden could care less about due process and their constitutional right. This is disgusting that this is happening in a free republic, in a free America. And we have got to continue to stand with those who are being unfairly jailed. Some are kept in solitary confinement, kind of the worst form of treatment next to waterboarding that people can experience, to be held in solitary confinement. And this is happening in America, not some third world country. Are you kidding me?
Right, exactly. And no trial dates, or trial dates that are getting pushed into, you know, they're going to end up being in jail for 18 months and they didn't even commit violent crimes or anything. The whole thing is it's beyond imagination that this could happen in America.
But we have to fight back, Kelly, and that's what this is all about. And, and you know, you guys have put out this video titled Teaching Accountability, How NSBA Works and How to Shut It Down. Tell our audience, we got about a minute and a half left. Tell us how we can see it and about the video. Go ahead.
Okay, so if you go to schoolboardmeeting.org, that is our website that houses the how-to guide that kind of was the precursor to the tutorial, the video tutorial. And I'm not sure if we have the video tutorial up on the schoolboardmeeting.org website yet. I have to check on that as soon as we're done. But it is on Facebook right now under our Tea Party Patriots account on Facebook. And basically, so go, and on page 22, you go to our website, the schoolboardmeeting.org. You enter your email address, and then you have immediate free access to the guide. And you go to page 22, and you can see all about the National School Boards Association, which we put this out in June or July of this summer, and we had no idea. I mean, we had no idea they were going to call parents domestic terrorists a few months later, but I can tell you, it wasn't a surprise to us at all. The information that we found out about the about this association, and then also the National Association of State Boards of Education, that is also, they're just as bad. They are pushing critical race theory and other critical theories so hard down onto local school boards.
Tea Party activist Kelly Corender, how can they activate their citizenship, Kelly?
Well, you can, for this issue, go to schoolboardmeeting.org and download our guide. Put your email address in, get our guide, watch our video, figure that out. And then for all, we've got a whole bunch of other issues that we're working on, like critical race theory, trying to fight that. We're trying to fight spending, all of that stuff. And you can go to teapartypatriots.org to see all of the other things that we're working on that you can help with. 5 minutes a day. That's all you need.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
Oh, and who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. With us right now is Chris Chmielinski, Numbers USA, Director of Policy and Activism. Hey, Chris, welcome back. Always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Chris, I'm starting to see Americans rising up and planting the American flag for the sake of freedom. They are beginning to activate, realizing that this president and this administration is not interested in the rule of law. They're not interested in the Constitution as they continue to ignore what is looking like another round of migrants, thousands of migrants heading to our southern border. You know, passing through and running over Mexican law enforcement officials. I mean, they're like bad bullfighters. I mean, all you hear is ole, and just, man, they're just going right through them, right?
Yeah. I continue to be amazed at how this administration has just turned a blind eye to what's happening, essentially down at the southern border. And so we've got this new caravan, by far the most organized caravan that we've seen since Biden's been in office. And that's kind of saying something, but they use technology to get organized. And as you say, they're just plowing through Mexico right now. And, you know, back in 2019, when we had a border search, you saw one or two of these caravans get to the border. But then, right, you know, Trump used some tough love on Mexico and said, hey, if you don't break these things up, there's going to be consequences for you. And I think the Biden administration is like, you know, get out of their way. Let them get up here faster so we can get them in and give them taxpayer benefits and let them take jobs and make America their new home. It's absolutely unreal, especially seeing the president's approval ratings just in the toilet right now, and essentially a good a huge reason for it is because of immigration.
Yeah. He could care less, Chris, because the amount of damage that this administration will do to the next generation and the numbers that are flooding in with migrants that have no connection with a free democratic republic. They don't understand our Constitution, not to mention the infection rate. I mean, you've got people here, and we've talked about this for years, not just recently in the era of COVID. We talked about it at least, you know, a decade, if not two decades ago, is that they're not even considering the infection rate and the new diseases that come across the border. These third world countries, these people are exposed to things that here in America, like measles and that we've eradicated. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we're going to get reintroduced to measles and all these other diseases that we've gotten rid of. And then let's, you know, just for fun, let's throw COVID in the mix too, right?
Right, right. Yeah. And you know, finally we're seeing something come from the administration, although, you know, still nothing really concrete stone, but you remember the Supreme Court ordered the Biden administration to reinstate Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which requires all these asylum seekers that are crossing the border illegally, but then allegedly claiming asylum once they get here. It's going to force the administration to send them back to Mexico, and they're going to have to wait there until their court date appears. Well, now they're saying, well, as you know, as a condition of them remaining in Mexico, we'll get them vaccinated. And it's like, oh, so now finally, you know, after you've ignored the court order for almost 2 months, now finally you're talking about reinstating it only for some folks and maybe vaccinating some of them. It's just amazing. But then again, you know, you've been the one who's hammered home on the point. You know, Jeff Pinky has said they're only temporary visitors, so we don't really need to vaccinate them and worry about if they have COVID or not.
It is hilariously stupid. And this is the thing. You hear this stuff and you go, she didn't say that, did she? Or he didn't say that, right? I mean, I had to hear that wrong. There's no way. No,
yeah,
you hit rewind, and that's exactly what. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like there's some sense of surety about all this stuff. And I think the only thing they're sure about is what they're doing is they are disassembling this democratic republic. And this is what America is waking up to. And this is why Democrats are scooting away from the party and why the president's ratings are plummeting. And look at independents. And, of course, the telltale sign on all this, Chris, is, you know, all eyes are on Virginia. The fact that you even have a close race between Terry McAuliffe and with Youngkin is quite telling, isn't it, on its face?
It is. And I live in Northern Virginia. And, you know, 3 months ago, nobody even knew who Glenn Youngkin was. Well, Republican nominee for governor, where Terry McAuliffe is a, you know, obviously huge Clinton operative. He's a former governor here in Virginia. We have this quirky rule in Virginia where you can have multiple terms as governor, but they can't be consecutive. We have a one-term term limit on governors in terms of consecutivity. So, you know, McAuliffe's got all the name recognition in the world. We've seen what's happened in the past elections, essentially over the last 8 years. The state of Virginia is no longer purple. It's blue. The state legislature has been completely taken over by Democrats. This election, in reality, it shouldn't even be close. 6 weeks ago, the poll was, you know, 7-10 points. McAuliffe had an advantage, and now it's neck and neck, and it's really going to be interesting to see. And, you know, they're trying to jam through this budget reconciliation bill, which could still include an amnesty for 8 million illegal aliens in it, in hopes that will help McAuliffe here in Virginia, but it doesn't seem like Democrats are going to get their act together in Washington to get that done in time either.
Well, they're looking for all kinds of rabbits, including, you know, Barack Obama bringing him out. And then though McAuliffe early on said, well, Biden's not real popular here, so let's not have him here. And then he goes, oh, did I say that? Maybe I was just thinking that. I didn't realize I said that out loud. Joe, you're always welcome. Why don't you come here? I mean, and this whole deal that supposedly that he you know, won Virginia by 10. I'm sorry. I just still cannot. I can't get my brain around that number. You're from Virginia. Maybe there's veracity for you, but I just don't buy it.
Yeah, it's hard to with how much you know, you drive outside of Northern Virginia, especially, I mean, geez, we're 8 months removed from the election, 9 months, well, I guess more than that, almost a year, a full year removed from the election. You can still drive around the parts outside of Northern Virginia and still see Trump 2020 signs. So the bulk of the state is definitely a more of a pro-Trump, anti-Biden state. But, you know, we have such population concentrations in Northern Virginia and then Hampton Roads, which is the Virginia Beach, Norfolk area. And really, Northern Virginia has always slanted a little bit more Democrat because of the federal workers that reside up here. But the elites, the elite class. But down in Virginia Beach, that's really where I think you're starting to see things swing, where that used to be a pretty heavily red area, and now it's definitely purple and starting to even lean blue. But, you know, I think if Youngkin pulls this thing out next week, it's going to be because he probably won over a lot of independents in that Hampton Roads area.
Well, no doubt, McAuliffe handed him victory when he really shared the heart of the Democratic Party, and that is that parents should have no involvement with the teaching of their kids. I mean, how insane is that?
Yeah, and you know, it's a concern up here because obviously we've had, you know, the nationally reported issues that have happened up in Loudoun County, but again, we've had a number of refugees settled here, a lot of UACs, unaccompanied alien children that cross the border illegally, get resettled to Northern Virginia, and parents have been very outspoken about those UACs getting placed in Virginia public schools here in Northern Virginia. You know, they want transparency, they want to know how many are getting resettled here, how many are being worked into the public school system, because, you know, for more of a middle upper class area, that mm-hmm. Northern Virginia tends to be, we have a huge MS-13 gang problem here, and we have a big human smuggling, human trafficking issue up here, and a lot of it is because of some of these resettlement issues. And parents have spoken out on that, and what's happened in Loudoun County over the last year or so is just a microcosm of all the issues that have happened within our local schools here. And parents are finally frustrated. Like I said, we'll just have
amazing. Yeah, it's amazing that, you know, Garrett Marlin, you know, talks about the harassment of school board members and school teachers,
right,
and everything like that. But yet he doesn't even want to talk about Maxine Waters telling her constituents, anybody that would listen, that they need to get in the face of anybody that voted for Trump, you know, harass them where they eat, you know, wherever they meet at all turns. And, of course, now here it is, poor Senator Sinema's getting harassed by immigration activists. I mean, she can't even go to the bathroom. Are you kidding me?
yeah, it's nuts. And Joe Manchin was out on his houseboat a couple of weeks ago, and the immigration activists, the amnesty activists, rode up in kayaks beside his houseboat and disrupted his evening. So yeah, they'll go to no end. You know, so we'll have to wait and see. I think you're exactly right. I think if the time was ever right for a Democrat to go down in the state of Virginia, this would be it. And of course, McAuliffe could end up still winning the governor's mansion here in Virginia, but the state legislature could end up flipping, and that might even be more likely than Youngkin winning. But we'll just have to see.
Well, this could be a portend of more dominoes yet to fall. Stay tuned, and Chris Chmielewski will keep us up to date. Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism, Chris Chmielewski. Chris, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thanks. You too.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallace